Manga dudes, Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here, Cowabunga! Whoa.
Moving on, man. Hey, man. All y'all squatters, I need y'all to lead E4 house. I ain't even get the story because I wanted to do our goddamn Red Dog. Me, Jermaine, and Brandon gonna start a new company, the Red Dog Swatter Removal Company.
Yeah.
We gonna come in there like the Red Dog, putting them shotguns in your mouth, knocking your teeth out. Oh, y'all niggas, get out today. They gonna throw fireballs at that motherfucker, sit by two people or five, drag their ass out butt naked. With their hands and their feet bound, throw them in the back of a cold van. You squatting there next week?
I'm with my big brother, nigga. They look Red Dog Squatters. We got them. We removed
the squatter removal.
Yeah.
Red Dog Squatter.
God bless this guy, though. Yeah. Because squatters, man, I don't understand. I don't understand
they
that
have
shit
a law.
At all. Yeah.
You can. If you know the law, you can be a professional squatter.
Yeah, it's just like living in a house for a year and a half, dragging motherfuckers through the court system, all because, what? I can't even wrap my brain around fucking squatters' rights. Yeah.
And we talking about a nigga with Hitler t-shirts and a man can live in your property that you haven't been to in 7 months because they say they own the property now and come up with a fake lease. What happened back in the day? Back in the day, you used to do that shit in the 80s, man. They had to bust your head wide open. Then they throwed all the shit straight outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like the cops most of the time have their fucking hands tied and shit, especially if motherfuckers won't, like, leave the house. This guy had to fucking fuck with some squatters, and he damn got his mom to sign him a lease, and he was just like, I live here now. Get the fuck out. But what this guy will do is... you'll sign him a lease. He'll go in there, peep the squatters, wait till they leave, run up in there to install cameras everywhere, fucking change the locks and shit.
I ain't doing that shit. Break two legs. Yeah. Get out my goddamn house.
And sometimes they got to live with the squatters. They're just like, fuck, you know, here's the lease. I live here now. And then they just start crashing on their couch, eating their food, fucking, you know, farting while they're watching TV and shit. Like,
why should you do that? It's your property.
I don't know. I'm with you. Like,
do you understand the ramifications of that? I got to pay a nigga to fake squat with you, nigga. I want you to understand this. If a nigga got the balls to stay in your house for free because the law says so, he might kill that fake squatter. Nigga, I'm a real squatter, nigga. I'm going to kill you and get up out of here. Bro, they'll fuck up your whole house and go to another house down the street and stay there for 6 months.
Or a year.
Or a year.
Or longer.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, look, and worry
like
about
I said,
brother.
You know, people spent fucking $100,000 trying to get motherfuckers out of the property they owned.
And then they got to spend another $130,000 to fix the property up from what they fucked it up.
Right. Yeah, I just don't understand that, you know.
And if you go in there, fuck with them, beat them up, they will lock you up.
Yeah.
Even though that's your home.
Yeah. Which I also don't get. Seems like that'd be like a stand your ground. You come into a property you own. There's a dude there. You ask him to leave. He says no, he lives there now, but he really doesn't because it's your shit.
Yeah. What if you came with a bunch of KKK hoods on, you think they'll leave? Start burning out there every day? Black folk gonna just shoot you. I would not apply that rule to black people. You just need to get about four of them Doberman pictures and the guy had that Red Dog t-shirt. Just kicking the door. Who is it? The Red Dog. Nigga, we moving today.
Hey, I'm with you more. I like that. Hey, look. Put about eight dogs. Four up front, four in the back, nigga. Sit on the porch. Where y'all nigga going? I thought y'all live here. I gotta go to work. Nigga, you work. Them dogs gonna skin you alive. You come out of that house, nigga. Only way you gonna get out of here through the garage that I left over for y'all leave out here. Otherwise than that, it gonna be two dogs when you come back over that nigga. So, yeah.
If you want to be real slick, wait one day while they in there sleep, put bricks all in the front door so they can't get out.
Oh, yeah. Squat on that, player. Moving on down to the DailyMail.com. I love this article. Woke lead designer of Black Panther video game admits she doesn't hire white people because it is hard to work with them and she wanted to create a safe environment. Brother, come in. This is racist. Damn, can we niggas not be hanging around y'all one time while we trying to make something great? I don't need you here talking that crazy shit. I don't understand that. That what happened to Christian's first book. He had to go get it rewritten by a black person.
What?
Because the person who did the proofread of it, I don't understand this bust your head. And Christian like, what? You can't use that type of language. My books. And then Christian had to go pay somebody else who was more well inclined to the black neighborhood. The goddamn read, you know, like to redo his book. Not to redo it, but you write it, you gotta
edit
have somebody
it, edit it.
Yeah.
Edit it, yeah. Huh. And it came out better. And those dudes thought it was fine. But understand this. There is nothing wrong. There are a lot of white jobs that black folks don't work now. Every time you look at a damn reality TV show, there's only one black person on it. Or two, which is insane. Every one of them that's not a BET or VH1 shit. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. But this lady says she feel more comfortable working around people that she, you know, that she want to work with, which is fine, right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Are you mad with that, Brandon? Does that make you mad that she don't hire white people because she feel like they make the work environment unsafe?
Well, her reasoning is a little...
Well, not unsafe. They're hard to work with. And she wanted to create a safe environment.
This is black-owned business, then. You know how it is, Brandon.
Like I said, we're hard to work with, I suppose. But I don't know, like
not
I said.
Not all of y'all. Some of y'all motherfuckers are hard to work with.
Yeah. Like I said, the unsafe environment,
she wanted to make it into a safe environment.
Yeah,
to work.
Which would imply that white people make it unsafe. Yeah.
Sometimes y'all do. Remember how Obama became president and them niggas went in them Obama t-shirts?
I would
have. All the white management came down and did take them goddamn t-shirts off. You getting suspended.
I would just have much more respect.
They did that, didn't they?
If she just had the balls to come out and be like, I don't want to work with you crackers. That's all you got to say. You know?
She like, got time to get y'all cracking no ammunition because y'all mother going to start pitching off the law. You can't do that, blah, blah. It's equal opportunity. Get the hell off my yard, nigga.
I mean, like I said, does it offend me personally? No, I could give a fat rat's ass, man. Like, there's a lot of jobs out there. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to work that particular one. I don't know.
But I'm almost assuming, you know what the problem is. Sorry, Jermaine, but white folks want to be inclusive in everything. Remember the theater that had a black night and they all were saying that was racist, that white folks can't come in that day.
Yes.
It's their goddamn theater. There's plenty of places I can't walk in with a meeting coat on and say, how y'all people doing?
He is right. A chinchilla coat without them looking at me sideways.
I can't go to a bar called the Rusty Cracker with my hat backwards.
Hey, you better not.
It is what it is. Sometimes, why can't black folk just make whatever they want to make? And you know what? Since we do call this the news and review, I have to give a review for something. I rarely do this. I have to get this movie an A++++. That goddamn Into the Spider-Verse. I mean, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Bro, that one of the best movies I ever seen. I thought Christian was lying.
Huh. Is that the second one?
Yes. It goddamn made the first one look weak.
Wow, really?
And then that shit end on a cliffhanger where I was like, wow. I said, damn, man, my wife stayed up and watched the whole movie. And that shit like 2 hours and 50 minutes long. And when it went off, I was like, is this the end? You lying to me?
Huh. Well, I got to check it out. I love the first one.
It is worth seeing. It's on Netflix. Shout out to Netflix. See all these little promo we sending out there. But it is a damn good movie. And you're going to be like, wow. Maybe black people do make great cinema.
If they give it a chance, if he ain't no dirty cop or no slave.
That's true. I want to say most of all of Into the Spider-Verse is like 90-some% black people who did it.
Huh.
Directors, writers, cartoonists, animators, all that. See what happened when See what happened when black folks ain't got no white terror in office?
Fair enough. You've given me a lot to think about.
You just ain't got that overhead when somebody don't understand something. And like, you would have never got the TV show Atlanta made. I didn't even know this. They have people where you have to white-splain it to people. And they said when they read Atlanta, they didn't understand it. So he had to hire this white lady. She has a job title where she goes in and explains to the white corporate head why this would work and why he's doing this. Oh, we ain't got this job. I can explain to... I'm going to start my own commercial business and tell them nigga what commercial work and don't work. We should. That'd be a good idea. But that shit insane, right? He had to bring somebody else in to explain to FX what Atlanta was. Atlanta's a great fucking show.
It is, but I mean, to be fair, like, it's weird enough seeing it. I could see where a motherfucker might have a hard time envisioning it just from the fucking elevator pitch, you know.
I could name 1,000 white flicks I've seen that should have never touched Agent Moore. Start naming some horror flicks that should have never been on TV, nigga. Jason 2, Jason 1. No, not Jason. I'm trying to think, like, in my mind. Thing,
but, you know, but they didn't really understand the whole combination of the show with the friends, Paperboy, this, that, and the third. And he was like, it's simple. And FX is real slick. They didn't want him to use the N-word, but every time he used it, you have to say, that's bad or that's racist. And he had to bring somebody else in. He had to bring that same lady in with everything to explain why we need to use the word in the TV show. Because I go back and look at It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. When they say something that's racist, you can't say that. That's racist. That's offensive. They always say it after that. So that must be like an FX situation that they have people put in the contract besides Atlanta.
I see. Huh.
What you were saying, Jermaine? I mean, I don't know. You know how to even... Hey, look. If you niggas can explain... what's that? What's the other show where the bikers come on? Oh, yeah. Sons, you know, they let them slide. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy, boy. Who would have sold you niggas Son of Anarchy and it made sense? Because y'all used to biker gangs? Do y'all know the type of shit that went on in that show?
I think Sons of Anarchy came on the heels of The Shield because I think it was by the same guy, right?
Oh, no. Oh,
the same guy that's married to...
Or was Sons of Anarchy by the same guy who did Breaking Bad? I always forget. Oh,
okay, if he rolled them hills, then he can get a show in and out. You niggas sold Breaking Bad. A teacher gone bad. Nigga, what is that?
He's selling crack and all, whatever. But actually, the guy who made Sons of Anarchy and all the other stuff, he married to Katie Seagal. They've been married all their lives.
Huh. Good for him.
Little information, man. She good for her. That goddamn check long for both of them. Moving on down, let's go to Unilad.com. They're going to be the first sprinkle of white terror. Woman who claims to identify as a dog explains how instead of boyfriend, she has handlers. The land of imagination. I'm going to tell you this shit no matter what you say. Until science is able to turn you into a labradoodle, a goddamn Pekingese, or whatever the fuck that is, a Dalmatian, you are just a girl with ears, and you on your knees. And you think about what I just said, and you think about seeing a white girl who says she a dog.
BDSMD, whatever, BS, however you say
it. Not a bad-looking young white lady, young white girl. I just don't understand why y'all want to be animals now. What is this? We have always had people who was fascinated with it, but the numbers were so low, it wasn't impactful to us. You know what I'm saying?
This is one of the weird byproducts of the internet, is that, like, these people have always existed, but they were always so far away from each other that, you know, they might only meet one or two other people like that in their town. But when the internet connected everybody, now all these people can find all of these people all around the world. And then it just started going bananas.
She goes by the name Meow, but she's simply a dog, and she's a Dalmatian breed. You don't have any spots. You don't have a tail. That's real.
And all you do is take your clothes off and be on your knee. You're not a dog. You're a human goddamn being who's taking their clothes off, saying they're a dog. Mm-hmm. And this ain't towards nobody else, no transgender, none of that shit. I'm just saying, people are just insane. People are having butt naked sex as furries.
Just they don't even have sex.
Just because it's a mystery of who you land up with.
Someone don't even have sex, man. They just being there hunching. It's insane.
I mean,
a lot of furries being there just hunching, man.
I'll stand by my statement of if whatever the fuck you're doing ain't hurting nobody, then go for it. But look, man, I don't understand it, but do you? Maybe that makes me a square. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's just saying, them people gonna want to be ducks. They gonna want to be goddamn horses. You know, I want to be a wealthy white man. For some reason, they just won't let me live.
But if you are gonna be a dog, then by God, everybody needs to fucking fall in line with the old buddy over there in Japan who's got that collie costume. Like, if you're gonna be a dog, I need you to be all in.
Yeah, but this hillbilly mad because don't no dog want to sniff him. Because you a goddamn human.
Well, think about it. If this chick bought a $15,000 fucking Dalmatian costume, then they could both be dogs and sniff each other's asses and do all the things a dog would do to another dog and probably just be pleased as punch, you know?
I guess, but she going to be like he unattractive.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jamar just said
she's from Australia, too. Go ahead,
Jamar. I mean,
Jamar just said it. She going to say to that nigga's unattractive. You playing a dog liking a dog. So I understand. I told you. She only reason she want to be a dog is because she want to do porn. That's the next step. Watch and see. Think
allegedly,
about it, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, look. If you let motherfucker walk you around with chains and shit on inside your house, God forbid. I don't know what your dad or your mama saying, but my nigga, do you. I'm a melancholy. Yeah, well, fuck that is, bitch. How much?
Am I right, Jamar Brand? Think about that. I'm a melancholy. Yeah, whatever, bitch. You said $50. Yeah. Walking like a dog.
I'm just saying, man, that just lead down a dicey road.
Move on down to white. I should have called that whole episode White Terror, boy. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Every time Meow get on her OnlyFans.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
We ain't getting the money. She getting the money. Moving on down to White Terror again. I accidentally had an affair with my best friend's husband. This is healthy, holistic living. Now she won't talk to me. I want to tell y'all, skank something. When you have an OnlyFans. So she had an OnlyFans. She was making some bread or whatever. But she had one person. He had a pseudo name, whatever, fake name. But he was always tipping her, always giving her money. So she created a girlfriend package. This shit was $3,700 a week. Where you get to have an hour conversation with him, with her. You can talk and text and all this shit. This nigga was paying for this shit for like 3 months or whatever. And then she said, once she realized who it was, they just was having a good conversation. You're still taking his money, right? Which is more crazier. And then one minute he just stopped. The wife found out about it. Her best friend, who was his wife, found out about it, and she confronted her, and then she kind of went tipsy-turvy and went on her ass and stopped talking to her. She told me she felt, you know, she's very sorry. You weren't very sorry? Do the calculation. $3,700 for 3 months, a week. I can do the calculation for you right now, nigga. 3, 6, 9, 7, 14, 1... Yeah, nigga, you done spent almost almost 10 grand, nigga. It is 44,000.
Oh, you said 27, right?
No, 3,700.
Times a week, right? A week.
A week.
I thought you said 3 months. That nigga spent that a week?
A week for 3 months.
A week for three? God, hold on. That's a lot of math. What kind of job this nigga got?
She's torn between feeling violated by her friend and heartbroken. He couldn't pay the goddamn rent. She was trying to figure out what was going on with the account. OnlyFans.
Bruh, yeah, that's like $44,000.
And she talking about she really hate the fact that she's not friend with her no more. You were taking your best friend food money. Hey, what kind of skank are you? And you having a video conversation with him. And y'all texting all night.
If you want to be my friend, give me back my money, ho. I want every dime that nigga gave you. We can go be back friends tomorrow. I want all $44,000 this nigga done wasted of all goddamn house money. Like, what was this vacation money this nigga spending?
I don't know, but I would have, if I was her. See, that is how motherfuckers end up getting killed, because, man, I would be so tempted, you know, 44. If it was 44,
and you ain't laid up with her.
If it was 4,400, I want to put my hands around your neck. $44,000. That's a crime of passion there, sir. Yeah.
I'm coming to her house. What's up, baby? How you doing? How your new job going? See, I made $44,000. Bitch, where that? I need it. Because I just saw this nigga on there. Hey, but you know what's crazy, though? If you got the balls to talk to a nigga and, like Jamar said, take his money and you feel torn, you don't feel too torn, motherfucker. But I know the bank didn't ask you for no refund. How you spending Thanksgiving with them? Well, we've been struggling lately. You lying to me, girl. I'm going to get a couple of turkeys in here for y'all.
Slides.
Nigga.
The slides are a 50 here. I hope this helps.
Yeah, yeah, like, see, a good Samaritan.
Let me buy you and the kids some groceries.
Brandon Jamal. And she slide that nigga. She slide the wife of 50 and come back. He spent another 150 that same night. I'm sorry, baby. No, I just had to see you. Nigga, what?
And scumbag people do this shit all the time. Like I tell you, man, no matter what you do in life, if you married with your wife for 20 years and you no longer like her, leave. Don't spend $44,000 of the money. Give it to the wife and tell her I holler at you. Don't make sure your kids are of age where they won't be as sad and need their daddy. Let them be like 19 and 20 where they don't really care about you no more. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, why you there? And sure. if you have the nads, if you have the nuckies, and I can see, and people say, what are your nuckies? Your nuckies are your nuts. That's what I like to call it. I don't say nuts no more. I say, if you have the nuckies to be hitting on your wife, best friend on a regular basis, you're not the person you are. If you don't like it, it's insane, bro. Never in my life. That's rule number one when you get married. Don't sleep with the best friend.
And also, don't pay to do it. Like,
hey, man, you got to get close to their heart one win. There's always money or food.
Spit game. Motherfucker, spit game. Don't be fucking chucking out fucking all this cash, caking these hoes. Spit game.
You could have gave that money to me, Jermaine, and Brandon.
You just blew your whole kid's college fund on... Like I said, kill him. Kill him. If she'd have dropped him right there on the spot, if I was on that jury, I wouldn't convict her.
Man, my nigga, don't worry. Don't let see a nigga on the podcast, homeboy. You got moxie, nigga. Cause you burn through cash faster than Enron, nigga. Do your stuff, though. All right. Hey, look, I got one thing to say with Jamal Lee in this story. The biggest question was, so you spent 44. Did you see it, Justin? Because if I gave you $44,000, you got to look at this shit. Ain't that much coming. You got to look at this on camera. I don't care what's going on.
She said, all of a sudden it just stopped. Why do you think the bank was nigga bouncing checks all over the world?
What old buddy tell his wife when she found out?
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Oh, man. Hey, when the side girlfriend whispered in her husband's ear,
I want me gold.
I left it with your best friend. What you mean?
Oh,
nigga?
Man. Moving on. Let's get on down to White Terror. Married fourth grade teacher is pregnant with 12-year-old student. Baby is charged for allegedly grooming 21 children. Yet again. I know this going to sound Brandon going to get hate to hear this. I ain't got time for no nigga selling no Hitler t-shirt. These type of motherfucker, we need to get out of the street right here.
21 children. You a teacher. You got pregnant by a 12-year-old. Gonna be real strange when your son come out light skinned and your hood been white. Who the pappy?
I mean,
but you see what I'm saying? On like we be worried about one thing, but this shit is getting out of hand, bro. She got she looked like she ain't even really sad in her ugly white woman though. She looked like she really sad in her mugshot. 21 children? You got pregnant by a 12-year-old? I don't give a damn about what Amy Jo Johnson there. Talk about this hoe. She needs to be in jail.
This is true.
Well, it sounds like she's going.
Do you understand the factor, bro? Every time I think about a woman doing this shit, oh, man. Do you understand, like, was she married? She was married. How you going to tell your husband I got pregnant by a 12-year-old? You know that the family can't fuck with you no more. Nigga, I wouldn't even lie to you, nigga. I might not show my face for a while. How y'all doing, man? Everything good? 12 years old, nigga. Your wife left you for a 12-year-old, nigga. What wasn't you doing? We all ask the same question. What is enticing about a 12-year-old? Like,
what is he doing? He can't push up like this. Me. What you do? Gave him a juice box when you were finished. They can't even drink wine. What are you doing? And how is it possible that that you don't realize your 12-year-old walked out with his hat forward and came back with it backward. Who you been?
Nigga, man. This nigga been waking up in the morning, cooking breakfast and shit. What's wrong with him?
His teacher keep taking him to school, but hell, as long as I ain't got to take him.
Hey, I'm a man now, mama.
Motherfuckers, yeah, he's in the mirror, cold water, shaving and shit.
Got a pack of Newports in his ear. Tighten up, he moved on down to scumbag of the week. Despite not having children, Matthew Perry his will specified that any children he had would not be entitled to his inheritance. Guess we just gonna move on from you then, Jack. Now, who are you gonna give it to, Jesus? Your money is gonna get left in the stakes.
His family's still alive. His mom and dad's still alive. I think they'll get it.
I don't think he left it some friends.
I see what you did. I think he left it to some friends. And I didn't know the rich motherfuckers get it.
He was worth what, $304 million? They would have got some chunk of change, but come on, man. Let your kid blow that money.
Why? He wants so much money.
I mean, all the motherfuckers for friends got some deep pockets. Steep pockets.
But everybody from the living single hurting, I can't stand you niggas.
Make me sick to my stomach. Let's get on down to Popeye's news. This is from my boy PAW. He sent Jermaine an Instagram photo that somebody took at a Popeye. Due to release of tax refund, let me do this again. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. Due to release of tax refunds, we have no staff available and will be closing to further notice. Please visit our other nearby location. We apologize for the inconvenience. You know what I love, black people? We no longer let y'all work us to death. Not most. The real poor ones, they'll get $15,000. Nigga, I'm taking 6 months off. Eat a dick.
Which always blows my mind.
They don't care about it. They be struggling for another 8 months, get a new tag of fun. They only working 6 months out of the year, so good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how motherfuckers manage it, but yeah.
It's a lot of, and then white folk doing it too. Girl, I got my tax refund. I quit. You just started. I don't need a job no more. I'm Gucci.
I don't know how your tax refund can make you Gucci. Like,
I don't know how in the hell me, Jermaine, and Brandon are getting such weak tax refund. Well, these motherfuckers used to be getting $18,000, $14,000 tax refund. And I'm like, how is that possible?
Kids.
Fuck them broke motherfuckers. I have been paying taxes since I was 15. I need some stimmies. I need, why can't we get $12,000 one year? You would be happy.
Yeah.
Every other 2 years, give me 12 grand for my tax refund. I'm paying the most in taxes.
Yeah. If you ain't got no kids, you're getting fucking... Right.
I'm still getting mollywopped, and I got a kid.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Oh, y'all make too much. Not now, because I don't have a job and I'm poor, but y'all made too much money. What in the hell that mean?
Huh. I was like, shit, I figured with a kid, you shit would have been fucking sweetie indeed.
Bro, we ain't been getting paid shit. I wouldn't even tell them what we getting paid. Moving on down to...
Man, I'll tell you what. I was just thinking about this the other day. They need to bring back them Bush tax cuts.
Please. Man. We're going to pay for them in the next 15 years, but it's the next 8 years. It's all good.
My tax returns were fucking gravy. I'll never forget that first tax return I got under Obama. I about shit a brick. That motherfucker was slack. I was like, man, you were... Well, it was like half of what I got under fucking Bush.
But it still was half. That one I got up on a Biden, boy, I was like, I owe him how much? How much money was Trump spending? Bring that nigga back. I wouldn't have to worry about this if he's president for another 4 years.
Real talk.
Oh, man, moving on down. Let's get on down to Jermaine sent this. He shared this on Ricky Smiley's Instagram page. A Kenya pastor who claimed to be Jesus Christ runs to the police after community vowed to crucify him on Easter so he can rise on the third day. I want you to understand something. I don't care what you... Forget about a nigga selling crazy T-shirt. Do you realize a man in Kenya is running a scam? And his congregation wants to crucify him and burn him alive. He ain't coming back on the third day, the fourth day, or the fifth.
Bruh, this thought just occurred to me while I was laughing about this guy. But, like, let's just suspend disbelief for a second and say that this dude is Jesus and he is back. Why? In the fuck, if you believe this guy is Jesus, do you think he wants to be crucified again? He didn't want to do it the first time. He died for your sins that time. What the fuck? Why are we going to do it to him again? Do you think that's really what he wants to happen when he comes back? No, he wants to get a PlayStation, a Sam Adams, some chicken wontons. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's trying to live the life off y'all pockets.
Being crucified, hey, would be the last item on his list. He's got that T-shirt. Been there, done that, you know.
Quick question, Brandon. You got three options. End of the world. You be with church people, you be with the military, or you be by yourself.
Dude, I'm deaf. Well... God, I don't know. Yeah. Just
military gonna once them ration cards getting put out, you getting put in slavery. So you can go on the council anything that you think you finna be having. And them church people, boy, they gonna start sacrificing nigga when you ain't been showing the light. What do you mean? I still had to shine. Yeah, forget that shit. You know what burns in my mind? The mist.
Oh yeah.
You see that right there? Today is three people. Tomorrow's five. Ain't no telling what that shit that be at the end of the week.
Real dog.
By yourself. Moving on down to Whiskey Reel. Shout out to Whiskey Reel, man. They're all high. New Orleans police chiefs say rats are eating marijuana confiscated as evidence. First of all, how are rats getting into this prison? All that money y'all get, all that money y'all sitting on, you can't get nobody to plug the hose. Goddamn rats in there passing. Give me two more hits, John.
Also, I mean, like, it's the evidence. Also, the evidence locker. Like, what's getting tainted in there by those fucking rats? You know, you got DNA evidence in there and shit you're storing. Now rats are coming over, dragging their balls over it.
Do you not think Do you not think if the police confiscate a lot of money, half of that shit should go toward the community, and the other half should go toward buying them new equipment, so we ain't got to keep paying taxes on it.
Yeah, okay. I'm voting Rucker in 2024. That's change I can believe in.
We know they stealing. We know they clipping. We know they clipping from the top. Hell, I need about $400,000. And go in the evidence room. Hook yourself up. I would. I had that motherfucker wide open. Shit, give me $100,000, nigga. Holler at you. All my kids' college be paid for in less than 9 years. It doesn't make sense that you just sitting on evidence of money for so long. Moving on down, man. Oh, they had a whole story about the wildlife, and no one cares about that. We gonna crucify a motherfucker that ran to the police station. And what the police told him? You Jesus? Put him against that cross.
You know what he should have told his congregation?
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Oh, man. Shout out to Russia, too, man. So in Russia, when it's snowing and it get real cold, a farmer in Russia has started putting UV helmets, UV glasses over the cows. They say, I guess when it's too cold, they won't go outside and graze. But if you put a UV helmet over it and it shows nothing but green grass, they'll go out there and eat, and it produces more milk. See what TV do to you? It rots your brain, but it keep you working and producing good milk.
That's quite an allegory.
This motherfucker is putting VR helmets on over their eye, so they can, you know, they can see what, you know, I guess it like show what grass is, but everything look green.
Right.
But when it's all white outside, they too afraid to eat, and it's too, or whatever. But with the VR glass, they just go straight out there and eat all day long and go back and lay down.
Huh.
Shout out Paper Hand White for sending us that. And shout out to Jordan, Paper Hand White, Jermaine, Brandon. Shout out to Balenciaga. I think fashion has hit that brick wall. Balenciaga made boots from metal. I'm telling you, man, black folk got to stop supporting these crazy and this shit. And these boots are the most ugliest boots in the world.
Imagine wearing those boots and driving a Tesla and your car accidentally goes in the river.
Holy shit, they got somebody walking them. The motherfucker walking like a spaceman.
They have to be uncomfortable. You can't break and steal. You're running out of fashion. Hand to God, I think fashion designers get fucking behind closed doors and they're like, all right, each week they got fucking some ungodly number bet on what ridiculous thing they can come up with next that people will actually buy.
And I think these boots are like $3,000-$4,000 or more. Who gonna buy these ugly shoes? Well, they should sell them to black people. You never had to worry about your shoes getting dusted up in the club ever again.
That's true.
Keep a lot of people alive.
And if you kick a motherfucker in the shin with them.
Nah, not for black people, because they'd be stumping people out in the club and there'd be blood every goddamn one.
Yeah.
You got to reconsider some ideas right here.
Yeah, if Tupac had been wearing those in Vegas, yeah.
Now, I just need y'all to stop, man. Moving on down to the NewYorkPost.com. Teen student pilot tried to breach Alaskan Airlines cockpit 3 times mid-flight. Told crew he was testing them. Man, let me tell you something, Jack.
Set your ass.
How many times do you let somebody do some crap? What his parents said?
Where's the air marshal?
You hit him in the head. You hit him in. They don't have them on planes like that no more. It makes people fearful what they do with the gun on there or hiding. Hit him in the head with that lead pipe. He takes them pennies. You good? Pepper spraying with that bear spray. He'll be in his seat for the duration of the flight.
That's going to fill up that whole fucking cabin. You don't want no goddamn pepper spray flying on that plane.
You take him in the
Everybody's about to get dosed.
You take him in the... You fuck them. If by the third time, ain't nobody tried to stop him, y'all all get to suffer.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to get up and fucking say something. Because the first time, I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Pardon me, stewardess. What the fuck is that guy doing? He's testing the pilots. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't you miss the day the pilot come out with a cigarette? Sit your dumb ass down, boy.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Goddamn whip ass pilot.
I'm fucking every damn flight attendant should have a taser.
Now that always tightens somebody up. The first time around, you pookying on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, put them in them white pants you get at the hospital and sit on these till we get to what we need.
They just fucking walk up and hit a motherfucker in the neck, you know. They start acting crazy. They're getting too drunk, starting to say stupid shit. Just right in the neck.
tighten up. Now you know what they need to get that one that you can shoot out. So as soon as you see him running up the aisle, you already have it on him before he get there. But you know, unfortunately, he'll break his goddamn neck to the airlines, and they be bankrupt.
Give him the DB Cooper, kick his ass out the door while his motherfucking plane's still up.
And what that white boy parents gonna say if his child get hurt with that taser?
The fuck, if they had any sense, he deserved it. If I did some shit like that up there and they tased me, my parents would be like, yeah, good job. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, the first thing they turn is like, what the fuck are you doing? Sue them. What the fuck? Get out of here.
Man, moving on down to Where's the Buzz? Laurel, Mississippi. This is white terror to the fullest. Mississippi woman arrested again for bestiality charges. Allegedly caught on video. Denise Nicole Frazier, 20 years old, and she looked all bit of crazy. Long head, yeah. Dry ass lip.
Her eyes are too far apart.
Too far apart. And boy, you think I ain't gonna try to find her Facebook page? She got two on. And what the first thing she had at the top of her page, Brandon?
The dog.
Had a dog on one and had multiple dogs on another one. You 20 years old. Yet again, I'm going to bring up something again. I don't give a damn what miscellaneous items you selling. These type of motherfuckers need to be off the streets. But I think she sent this on Snapchat or something.
I don't get it, man. Like,
and it's her second time.
Right.
You cannot eat off my forks at my family gathering. And then she in a small town, so everybody knows she the dog fucker.
Right. Yeah. A second time. Like. It's always my people, too. I don't understand.
The bad part about it is she was pregnant the second time when they caught her.
What? Oh, dude. That's gnarly.
It was on Snapchat. And I like that. With a German dog. Well, you know, a German shepherd about the same size as a human man, but they're still disgusting.
Oh, well, yeah. I see.
And all she got hit was she appealed to her $25,000. She had a $25,000 bun. And then after that, she got a $10,000 bun, which is what, 10% of that is what, $1,000?
Yeah.
So she probably out. Hey, doggies. They all sitting there goddamn waiting on the peanut butter.
Shit, gross. Yeah. Fucking. Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
Shit, they need to get knocked in the head a couple times.
Sounds like they need to go to Zimbabwe and all down there talk to homie. Yeah.
Shit, you know, in Zimbabwe, they catch you fucking a chicken. They bust you in your back with that whip. Dogs, anything. We don't need to whip people, but we need to do something to people who do who we do. You put it on Snapchat. If you don't think, let me tell you something. I told somebody that his shit blew his mind. No matter, we all men and women. We like Pornhub. We like X Hamster. You like X Videos. You like RedTube. You like all those XNXX. You like all those pornography channels, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you wonder where they get all the dick pics from when they do an advertisement? They steal them from the internet. Do you know when you look up genitalia on the internet, Yahoo, Google, it don't matter. You see a bunch of pictures, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
That is the computer taking in every photo you ever sent through the goddamn internet. Just think about that. And that come down to everybody know what you look like. Brandon? It's a picture of your Johnson out there somewhere. Just be hoping you don't see it.
No, Jermaine, not.
You are litting up the internet, boy. Me? It's there. That looks like me. Only thing I'm going to say, if you're going to use my Johnson on any one of those sexual explicit sites, give me a paycheck. I don't mind.
I'm with my brother. Hey, look. It ain't gonna do you no, it ain't gonna do you no well to blackmail me with that shit, nigga, because you wasting your time. Hey, look. I'm gonna show a picture of the, nigga, you think I care? They got it.
If you damn ever send a dick pics out, I get Brandon ain't never sent one out.
I have not, no.
What? Never in your life?
Never. Not once. That's
yeah, that motherfucker. Amazing. Trying to shoot that shit, be trying to shoot it at the right angle. Yeah, yeah. I'm coming over there tonight. I knew you would.
Once again, maybe that makes me a square, but yeah.
You have done so many unsquare things, my nigga. I mean, throughout your history of life, I would think a dick pic would have been just an easy ride, but okay then.
Yeah. That's never crossed my mind.
It's just open warning once again, nigga. It's like on a previous podcast, a bunch of them. Don't ever in your life think you blackmail me with some naked pictures of me, nigga, because I don't care. I'm just letting y'all know. The internet got it, nigga, so.
And now you new age people, you never knew how long it take. Look at a pair of breasts on that old Nokia phone. That shit was all pixelated. Oh, hell yeah. You remember my old phone, your razor? She sent you a photo and that shit was like
2.0
megapixel. Oh, well, Tara, that shit like a 1.0 megapixel. It wasn't even 1.0. It was horrible. You remember somebody sent you a picture of her breast back in the day? You're like, what the hell is that? Look like some nipples right there, boy. We in there.
Yeah, then, hey, look. Then what y'all need to realize, it had to go to the email before it came to the text message, so... That woman, a man had to do a lot of work to send you that naked picture. Because a nigga had to put it on the webcam, to the computer, to your email. Y'all just taking out the structure of doing things. That's all.
You couldn't even tell what it looked like. You like, that's good enough. I guess it looked okay. It was good enough to get by. Moving on down to NewYorkPost.com. White Terror again. Ailing 750-pound alligator seized in New York home after gentle giant would swim with kids. Why white folk keep letting y'all swim with goddamn dangerous animals? This motherfucker had a license, but I guess it expired in 2021. And the kid used to come and swim. You're swimming with the alligator. That sounds dangerous to me.
It is. I mean, I guess he... guessing he kept that alligator well fed when the grandkids came over, but still, man, that motherfucker's an alligator jack. Like, that thing fucking saw dinosaurs, you know?
Go ahead, Mo.
I ain't got nothing to say. Go ahead.
I never understand the fact of, like, for me, if I knew this is my uncle, my cousin, my friend, and this nigga had my kids can't go to your house, nigga. They can't swim at your house. If I find out you got an alligator at your house and my kids been at your house swimming with it, I'm calling the folks on you, nigga. I got to. I mean, like, think about that, B-Rock. If my kid get ate up because your ass think you got it, white folks always think they got our animals under control. Until that motherfucker snatched one of them kids up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, twist fucking their arm or their leg off. Yeah,
nigga. Spinning around like a helicopter in the water, nigga. Trying to drown them. Right. Y'all better pay attention, man. It's like
playing Petey Pablo.
Y'all got to tighten up, man.
Come on, thank you, boy. Where y'all nigga buying alligators from, man? Cause, like, I don't even know what the market is. Like, hey, look, nigga, we say alligators here alive. What y'all niggas doing?
You got to put it down by year four, man. That motherfucker get too big. Yeah,
you wait 4 years? Well, you know. Another nigga in New York kept a lion. What, he kept an eight? What that was? A orangutan?
Nope. And they keep y'all, all type of crazy.
You know, he kept an orangutan for like 15 years, and that motherfucker killed him.
Probably raping it. Goddamn, he broke at his breaking point.
Yeah, that motherfucker in the New York apartment, nigga. He probably like, nigga, I ain't can't wait till I get out of here with all these niggas. Just saying. Go ahead, Mark. My bad.
Oh, man. Moving on down. I want to say this black tear, but I couldn't really tell if she was white or black. Very unattractive lady. Look, crazy as all outdoors. I'm sorry to the man who impregnated this unattractive lady.
Florida mom offered up 18-month-old baby for $500 outside of H&R Block. Found no takers. She just left the kid. What kind of... I know, man. Having a kid is the most easiest thing in the world. Don't take number A. Don't take it. It takes nothing but a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. Boom, you got a child. That's insane. You want to buy that child for $500? What's his social? What's his name? You got the diapers coming with him? Who buys children outside?
Shady motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she did, she could have fucked around and found somebody like, oh yeah, I'd definitely buy this kid for $500 and now he belongs to the been street.
A slave?
Yes.
Prostitution?
That's just so scary, man. Like, I'd be thinking, like, you don't think nobody gonna be missing this baby that they know you had?
Depends you on probably, the type of scumbag she's hanging out with. Yeah.
I could just tell you like this. If I anywhere in my life, I'm going to start snitching on your ass. I see some crazy shit. They out there tearing cars up in the back. I mind my business, but somebody say, you want to buy a baby? Let me see that baby. Hey, yeah, man, come on, H&R Block. They fucked me on my taxes. Lock them niggas up first. And then you got this old unattractive woman out here telling me she's trying to sell a baby for $500.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. Insane.
Moving on down another insane, sad story. 21-year-old girl was working at a warehouse somewhere. Her iPad dropped out of her ear, and she went between the conveyor belt to get it, boy. And that shit caught her and killed her. I think it crushed her head or something.
Dude, that is why. Moving fucking parts. Come on, man. Shut the machine down. Or charge you, or you gotta charge them iPods to the fucking game, you.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I wish what I wanted to connect in my ear. At least if it snatched off half of that part, the other part still work for a while till I can come up on some money.
you tell me now. Look, man, I don't work in the warehouse. Jamal too and Brandon too, nigga. It just stop buzz at the end of all those conveyor belt. Didn't nobody hear this motherfucker screaming?
Oh, I'm pretty sure somebody heard her scream. Yeah,
probably, but like,
because her hand probably still had that AirPod in her hand when she just retrieved it.
Yeah.
Oh, so that shit took her hand and pulled her completely in.
Now she stuck her like head between that. I guess she stuck her head down there and reached her hand to get it. And you know she probably black. No offense. Hopefully she ain't had like no crazy hair. Now you don't know what the hell will go on when it come to a conveyor belt. Play with them. I don't have nothing that can snatch off, not even my t-shirt. That's just me.
This yeah. Motherfucker will scalp you, man. Like, literally, scalp you. And she got, bruh, the lawsuits are not even impending for this company. Like, the supervisor, the manager, like, nigga, you fired. How this lady get her head crushed in here, nigga?
She'll probably sign something. She shouldn't have had them air pass on in the first place in the warehouse.
Oh, yeah, you right. Probably shouldn't have had them anyway. Y'all folks gotta learn, man. $200, nigga. Y'all gotta do $200 or get head crushed or scalp.
Or get it later when the shift over, Will.
Right.
But you know, RIP to this young lady. Moving on down to FoxAtlanta.com. This Jermaine's favorite story of the week. Smoothie shop in Peachtree City busted for selling counterfeit designer goods. Police are the owners, Erica Ryland, 40, and her husband, 35-year-old Tommy Bean. Both in Coweta County was arrested on felony charges for distribution and sale of counterfeit merchandise. They even arrested the other employee because I guess he was putting people hip to the counterfeit merchandise. I'm with Jermaine. I'm with the comments. Who gives a damn? If I want to look good for 2 weeks, let me live my life. Somebody said it should be illegal for the motherfucker to be selling that shit so high in the stove.
For real.
Bruh, you understand. I have driven past this place numerous of times. This is the coffee place, right? They own a coffee place.
It could have been like a...
It's a coffee place.
It's a place, what it's called, something like...
Cool Beans or something,
Cool
right?
Beans.
They own a coffee shop and a smoothie place. And, bruh... They had more than $1 million merchandise in the back set up like
$2 million. in the merchandise in the store, nigga. Behind the smoothie and coffee shop, or the smoothie shop in the back.
Man, I fuck with y'all a long way. I get me an iced coffee and get my goddamn girl them Balenciaga boots.
Yeah. Hey, bro, pay attention. You tell me why they go there and then they go to these four houses. They say they got like a warehouse of stash shit in here. Oh, my God. Bingo. I don't know why y'all folk be trying the other white folks in Peachtree City, because you know they ain't got nothing else to do but bust you niggas about nothing.
Hey, bro. Brandon.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
What was the code to go in the back and get that counterfeit goods?
I want me gold.
Bitch, you sold me a motherfucking Louis Vuitton pocket book for $1,100 and this the fake shit?
But the crazy part is, if it's cheap, let people live their life, bro. But he talking about it's against the law. It's amazing that I can't sell no knockout of clothes. The original clothes were made in a sweatshop. So was a knockoff, but hey, I'm fine with that. At least I'm getting a better deal.
It is. But you don't say nothing with a Macy's motherfucking selling me a knockoff. Do they?
Or the bank give me a fake $100 bill and tell me I need to check my money before I leave. Hold up, Jack. You the bank. You should be checking the money when you're receiving.
Yeah.
This shit should have marks on all this money. I said that shit to the lady one day. I said, why that money ain't got no marks on it? So what you mean? Y'all check money all day, but if you gave me a fake hundred, I should see brown marks on every $100, $50 bill I get, right?
Yeah.
But you do not, nigga. So y'all need to check that money, because this shit feel a little flimsy.
it's just insane. Anybody should be able to sell knockoffs. Y'all be putting people in jail for no reason at all. What do you want to buy? Some Levi's, that's almost as good as Levi's. Like $15, or do you want them goddamn Levi's? I'm going to run you $97. You trying to be fresh just for the weekend now.
Hey, you see? That's what you fucked up at. You niggas need to stop selling, like Jamal Wright, stop selling Louis Vuitton, start selling Louis Vuitton. It looked like the real shit, just the label different. Nigga wouldn't even know. Double label.
Some people know, but most people don't care no more. You just need to have that bag out there for a minute.
True.
Y'all been going to jail, Jack. I forgot to bring that in. White Georgia teacher under investigation for apparently casually saying the N-word in TikTok video. I feel so alive. He was just in the video, nigga. And I'm like, we worried about this nigga selling T-shirt. This motherfucker all on the internet talking crazy. And ain't nobody said a damn thing to this motherfucker here, man. It's insanity. And he tell me he feel, why do you feel alive? And some black man come and get you two raccoon eyes, how would you feel?
I feel hurt. I feel like I need Grady, but take me away, star.
Brandon?
Take him to White Grady.
Yeah, could you please explain to us? Hey, look, and his black friend sat there as he was saying it too. I'm just like that. Could you please explain to me, like, well, this nigga, I told you it was a good idea, and you know it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, apparently, I think they were doing it for, like, a skit or something.
Yeah.
From what I read.
But you a teacher, Jack. It ain't like he's some nigga that work at McDonald's.
That was going to be the next words out of my mouth, though, but skit or no, you shouldn't be out there doing that. Teacher or no, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Jermaine was like, hey, Brandon, I need you to say the N-word in this skit, I would be like, respectfully, Jermaine, I will not be doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah.
That's my boy. I wouldn't even set my nigga up for that.
Yeah, just because your black friend wants you to do it doesn't mean you got to. Yeah. We're sure.
Yo, y'all white folk losing y'all mind. Moving on down, boy. I cried because I was in this same situation at one time in my life. From LedBible.com. Woman who didn't know what debt was, she rang her mom to celebrate owing $4,000 to her credit card.
Man, shame on her mom. That is all I can say. I ain't even mad at this girl. Shame on her fucking parents, whatever school she went to. Like, nobody taught this girl about debt.
I didn't know what debt was until I started really paying that shit back. Like, God damn, this interest high. I never want to get credit card debt again. And I turn around at the age I'm at now. They are filleting my back right now. I'm like, wow. Oh yeah. Now I know what a high interest loan. Now I know what a high interest credit card debt is. But when I clear this one out, I will never get back in no debt again, boy. I'm like, nah. I'm getting to that age now. Like, if I don't need it, if I can't afford it, I ain't buying it. That's what I'm getting at now. Yeah. These motherfuckers feel like Frank from Hellraiser. They flaying all the skin off the nigga. I didn't even. I was like, God damn, you can go up when you want to. I got me sitting in the bank. Don't you want to help me, Julia?
But
don't you want to be with me, Julia? When I realized what inflation was. Like, whoa, nigga. I was only paying this much. How is it this much? Guess Jamar, I should have did what Clark Howard said.
If your kid came home, or your kid calls you up, you're sitting there minding your business, watching Wheel of Fortune on TV, eating a hungry man, chilling. And your kid calls you up and says, Dad, you'll never believe it. I'm $4,000 in debt. Ain't that great?
That's all, nigga.
Ain't that great?
Hey, Brandon. I'm going to look at him and say, I like the singer, the money and the tuna and the swinger. What the hell are you talking about, Daddy? You have just reached the dial tone and the phone has been disconnected.
Whatever you're trying to reach.
And you know what? Be like this. Dad, can you believe I was $4,000? Oh, I just got $4,000 off my credit card. You have just reached the bank of Jamar and nigga, I'm broke. Nigga, you thought I was eating these hungry man dinners, nigga, because I was like, I want to hear that shit. Call your mama. Yeah. and your stepdad, they got a swimming pool.
Yeah, they eat.
How you doing, nigga? If you eat hungry dinners, man, and your wife and that new husband got a swimming pool, man, I feel you, my nigga. If your son call you, click, click.
Dude, I cannot imagine. Like I said, shame on her mom. You know, she ain't got nobody to blame but herself.
But
on
she
that
white
one.
People. Mostly white people teach their kids. Well, they don't teach their kids shit no more. My first credit was $5,000. It's a lot higher than it is because I keep spending money and they keep saying, hey, brother, we just increased you by another $10,000. You lying to me. When the end of the world comes, boy, I'm going to bust that credit card out and I'm going to laugh at you.
You ain't never getting it back.
How about pistols and food? The end of the world, my next 5 years going to be sweet. I'm with my big brother, nigga. I bought a generator, nigga. I bought some drill. I bought a bunch of them guys. Hey, look, planks, wood, all of it, nigga. What else you buy? Bill. A lot of bill.
You haven't paid your bill in 6 months. You have just reached Jamar's phone. The bank is closed. Moving, we only got a few more stories, and I'll wrap it up, man. This is the saddest, craziest story of all time. We all had best friends growing up, right?
Yeah.
What's up?
This dude looks like, I ain't going to make fun of him because I don't know if he might be a special need or something, but he look crazy, though. What is this from? Boardpanda.com. I'm left broken. Guy shared how he found out his BFF for 10 years was a hired actor.
How can I get one of these goddamn jobs, boy? I can kill it at that.
Yeah, like he was kind of a troubled kid growing up, and his aunt hired a kid who was like an aspiring actor to be this dude's friend. His manager was the kid's mom, you know, like his friend's mom wasn't his real mom. He found out it was the kid's manager. And like his aunt set up this elaborate thing, and it was like hearing that guy tell it was terrible. He's a terrible storyteller, but it's a wild tale, you know.
Hey, Brandon, when that hired actor came for that paycheck,
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going out with Josh again. Hey, Mom, can I get $20 to go to the movie? Josh,
I want me go.
Josh already got the $20 for the movie. Oh, he paid for it last time. He'll pay for it again.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you understand, bro? This nigga did a 10-year bid on you, nigga. He got to be the, I'm just saying, bro. He got to be the coldest motherfucker in America. Oh, yeah, nigga. Thank you for helping my acting career. Nigga, I'm done with you. Like, huh? What you mean we ain't friends, nigga? We shared moments together. Like, nigga, y'all went out to eat. Y'all probably went to the baseball game. He probably told you some personal shit. And you stay, look, boy. Hey, boy, you cold, nigga. After 10 years, y'all ain't had not one good moment.
I told you when I first had sex, nigga, you were lying. Yeah. I'm an actor, dog, man. You know, I just got signed up for Stranger Things, and I can't be seen with you no more. I'm getting my own Netflix special, How to Be a Fake Friend. Can you imagine how heartbroken you were? You and that nigga been playing PlayStation. He talking to you on the phone. And that one day mama missed the money. You know I ain't your friend, right? I'm an actor.
You know what's so scary about that? Do you know what a crazy... Oh, you are you? I'll be right back, Bob. All right, what you about to do? Yeah, nigga. AK. Nigga, I got your fake friendship. A nigga might kill you, man.
Now you look at that little dude.
He was too soft for it, but anybody else.
That boy looks softer than rice in the water.
Man,
he looks softer than cotton candy in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
That boy, he
was smoking the air, so, yeah.
Like Brandon said, he was a troublemaker. I don't see how. What kind of trouble is he getting into bothering people?
Shit, back sassing and throwing shit and fucking biting the other kids and shit, I think.
How old is he, 18 now?
I think he was in his like early 20s at that point.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
I didn't want to say, my bad. You go right. Hey, look, nigga, I want you to understand. In your early 20s, my nigga, this nigga with your fake friends since he was 13. He still ain't getting no friendship out of you, and that's terrible.
Yeah.
Saying, I gotta go see him again? What you mean he wanna watch Avenger Endgame? Hell yeah, man, pull up the car. He paying for it. Let's go get it.
For the Lord of the Rings.
They paying for outfits tonight, too? Hey, man, tell him I want him to stand matter when I get up there.
In the one time.
He thinks you 18. Man, nigga, I can't take him no more. I need 2 Sam Madden pitcher. One time, I need some of the infinite real.
The Snyder cut shit.
I have watched the extended cut of all the Lord of the Rings, nigga. That's a 2-day friendship, nigga.
Can you imagine him sitting in the movie? Hey, what did you think about the movie, buddy? Man, tighten up, bro. Move it on down, man. Let's get on down New York Post. It's going to be Cougar Terror. Cougar on Cougar. These ladies won Cougar. 5 cyclists fought off wild Cougar with rocks and sticks for 45 minutes to save their friend. Why you white folks ain't driving a car where you know a Cougar may be at? You know what Cougar can't get into is your vehicle. And if you riding a bike, man, just carry pepper spray. Carry bell spray. You spray that goddamn Cougar, somebody gonna be hurt. But by the time you burn 2 of them eye sockets out, that Cougar gonna be crawling across the street like he goddamn just broke his leg. That motherfucker be screaming like the Thundercats when they got hurt.
Yeah, real talk. You don't ever.
They were some old ladies. They was in their 50s and 60s. Let me know they had no weak arms. Goddamn Cougar probably ruined their friend. You'll never ride a bike again.
I don't know how it was a bunch of you motherfuckers. Y'all took it 45 minutes to get a Cougar off a motherfucker. I'm telling you, if that was in the black neighborhood, that Cougar would have been gone in 6.2 seconds. Go get the gun.
Man. Speaking of bicycle accidents, I was damn taking the dog for a ride the other day, and I was coming to a place where the Silver Comet Trail crosses the road, and this girl tried to do this thing where she, like, slowed down and kept balancing, you know, and she did not balance, and she just fell straight over, and man, I hate to say it, but boy, I laughed.
don't be bad. Don't feel bad. Y'all really think I'm playing? I'm gonna get my best spray up, man. I ain't carrying no mace, none of that shit. Nigga, get up. Spray him in the eye. Call my mama. Fuck you, nigga. Get in the back of the car. Drop him all right to the police. He tried to rob me. They go the gun right there. I got one piece of advice for you old ladies, man. They sell tasers everywhere, man.
If you ain't gonna be a taser that Kruger, boy. That motherfucker come by so fast and get to put that stinky breath on you.
If he on your friend, my nigga, if you could tase a grown man, he won't touch you. Tase a cougar in nuts. I bet that motherfucker will be deterred from biting any other a person in the rest of his life and lean on him. I don't know why y'all playing with the cougar, man. If that was me, that bitch would be on charge, nigga, on his ass, holding it.
You gotta shoot him, man. You gotta shoot him with that taser. Don't be letting that motherfucker take that taser. You know, what the fuck that was? And then he come and attack you? Martha! Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Martha got a weak constitution to fight that Kruger, that cougar.
What a 5-minute beat down, boy. Y'all should have broke that nigga, broke his skull open, but I guess y'all was just playing with it.
Let's wrap it up on these right here. Montana man plead guilty to creating massive Frankensheep with clone animal parts from Gizmodo.com. Yet again, how does a hillbilly in a farm somewhere else does this?
He got
250 acres of alternative livestock. He did this back in 2013.
Yeah, he was like a millionaire or a billionaire. He got some embryos shipped in from some part of the world that has like the largest sheep on earth. They're huge. They're like 400 pounds or something ridiculous. And he got them fucking in vitro'd into like a regular sheep. And then when that sheep, when the fucking hybrid sheep was born, he started like pimping out the semen to other places so they could make hybrid sheep, and they ended up getting busted.
You niggas got 400 pound sheep. You see, this what Jamal just say? Fuck the Hitler shirts. Holler at this nigga, this 400 pound sheep he done created.
How get much this does nigga it call to get embryos? I can't even get Amazon to put my package in the right spot. Nor FedEx. This motherfucker got embryos shipped.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was through black market fucking means, you know.
It don't matter. It don't matter. If a man can get embryo shipped to his house, Matt Donner can get my order correct.
Fair enough.
True statement.
Man, last story we got before we wrap it up. Scientists find a kill switch in the body that can destroy any type of cancer. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When the scientists found out the kill switch, they can kill any cancer in the body.
I want me gold.
Oh, hell, dog. Let's try it again. When the scientists find a way to cure cancer.
Upper room.
What? Really?
You just cured cancer, nigga. You know how much money you just made them lose for the rest of their life?
Yeah, real talk. Oh, fucking.
The government coming for you today.
Today. Oh, man, that's all we got for Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 180. I do appreciate you guys for coming out again. Thank you for everybody. I appreciate Brandon for having a strong constitution. We're going to be a day late on the podcast because Jamar had a weak constitution yesterday. But stay strong, blood. Stay strong, blood. Thank you for everybody who listened. I love you, respect you. And guess what? If you don't like the show, we apologize. But if you do love the show, ride with us. One of these days, we may actually cut you a check.
Tell your friends.
Tell anybody. Friends. I appreciate y'all coming through. Don't forget, always check us out. Tokyo Black. No, my bad. TKP Panda Shop. Brandon will hit you with a spill anyway. Let's give a shout out to Paper Hand White. Appreciate your homeboy, Jordan. Thank you. Always much appreciated, Jordan. Much joy, fucking Dusty Easerman. I called him out early this time. Kim, Sarah, Ashley, if you're listening. It was somebody else that was fucking listening. God damn it.
My boy Crip Walk DJ Shouter. Gotta always give him a shout out.
Yeah. We'll never forget about you. You need to come back on one day, man. We'll have a good goddamn show. You sound like Christian anyway.
You can get his paycheck from that goddamn Castelluna.
Oh, man, I'm going to let Brandon go ahead and close it out. My nigga Ty. B-Rock.
What's up, it's your boy B-Rock, the White Liaison. Don't forget, you can write in to TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. Write in with your stories, man. We'd love to hear from you. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. Don't forget to check out Christian Terry's books, 7 Lives, 10 Lives. They're on sale now. No Lives Left coming soon. While you're waiting for that, head on over to Endless Ink Publishing and check out their anthology series, Earth's Final Chapter. And check out Christian's entry into that series called Casa Luna.
Featuring Crip Shot Wilder.
DJR, fucking Christian's going to be like MF Doom. He's got Doom bots going out, signing his books and shit for him.
I like it.
Yeah. Check out Dusty and Stephanie's thing on YouTube, A Date with Destiny, where they watch reality jail TV stuff. They're on a bit of a hiatus, but they should be back at some point. And then check out my new mix, man. It's out. I finally managed to get it down. New hip-hop mix. It'll be links in the description. Yeah, it's been a while since I spun it, so.
I appreciate you, Nick. I actually like when you spin it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it as well.
And then, yeah, I think that's it.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave y'all out on this. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Warwick Davis walked out the set of Leprechaun in the Hood, too. I think I'm done.
I want me gold.
He left the hat in the shoe on the stage. That's a wrap for me, dog. Oh, man, we'll see you guys next week. Always remember, stay blessed.
Peace.
Hold it down, people.
Whatever the hell that means. Stay away from them St. Austin John T-shirts.
For God's sakes.